Hello and welcome to Scattered Afterthoughts. It is episode 18, I believe, of the podcast, and it is not judge you too harshly anymore. All right, we got Jason, we got Joshua, we got Luke and Blake. So let's go ahead and start off the way we always do, Hivies and Crappies. Let's go, Jason.
We're doing Happies and Crappies?
Yeah. What's your happy?
My happy is, Christmas?
Christmas, just in general? Yeah, I can understand that.
I don't know, December is like the birthday Christmas month for me.
It's the so best.
I guess December is my happy. And, what is my crappy? Let's see. My crappy is that Joshua is sitting next to me.
That's right.
Microphone with me.
Jason and Joshua are sharing a microphone. Interesting, I think, is the right word.
It really changes the dynamics of how we podcast.
So, I mean, Joshua, what's your happy and crappy?
Next to each other, my happy would be, obviously, Star Wars is closer and closer to coming out. We have like 2 weeks or so. I started playing Xenoblade Chronicles on the 3DS because Xenoblade X is out on the Wii U, so I'm going to play that soon. It's like JRPG, but it's very open exploration and stuff. I think it's really fun. I won't go too much into it, but I really like it personally, so far at least. My crappy would be the chest pain I'm experiencing here and the amount of coconut treats that Jason bought at Cracker Barrel. I did buy a lot of coconut treats.
They have a lot of coconut treats at Cracker
Barrel. He hates coconut, but I love coconut.
My dad like raised me to hate coconut. I probably still wouldn't like it, even if it wasn't for my dad. But I can't do coconut.
How do you raise someone to hate coconut?
I mean, I bought you fudge and peppermint sticks. So you should be all right, man.
Oh yeah, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm
sorry.
I just keep looking at the coconut.
It's a grim reminder.
Yeah. Grim.
So your happy is coconut patties. Xenoblade, and your crappy is coconut.
Yeah, crappy is coconut dipped in real dark chocolate, creamy coconut patties.
Look, those things are delicious.
Ow!
Hey, someone else. Go.
Blake, what is your happy and crappy?
My happy is we have a new voiceover IP program that we're using.
Yeah, we're using Discord.
It's pretty much the internet's gift to mankind.
Basically. It's like, you know, it's almost like when you pay people to do something, they do it better.
you see, the trick is, it's free, and we have no idea how they're getting money.
Well, right now, the simple answer is they aren't, because they're going to do the MOBA thing and charge people for cosmetics. Something.
Yeah. Is it also going to be a MOBA?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Like an ad on the side.
They introduce a voice service and then make a MOBA out of it. Play a server. The microphone.
Apparently you're going to be able to...
Cyberspace.
Apparently you're going to be able to buy themes and different, like, emojis and stuff like that, and voices, I think. They want to eventually, like, introduce in voice packs, is what they were saying. I don't know how that's going to work.
For the text-to-speech lady?
Yeah, because that's a lot of money. A lot of money that it takes to do that.
I don't want to buy anything, but I like themes.
Don't worry, nice. We can pirate the text-to-speech lady.
And maybe they'll do, like, maybe you can buy, like voice modulators or something to make yourself like sound different. Who knows? I don't know. Everybody's talking about ads here because they don't really even know what they're doing.
If you're doing it on desktop, though, wouldn't you be able to do that anyway without Discord?
Sure, but the whole point of Discord is it's like you're using it because you don't want to use Mumble or anything because it's easy. Discord's a lot nicer, and it's like managing the server and setting up rules is really easy. Maybe there's not as many plugins. Probably.
I hate you, Dad.
You like log in and then you hit like a channel. And you, if you want to make a server, you just hit like create server and you invite people and it's great and everyone's having a good time. Luke, what's your happy and crappy? Blake, did you say anything?
My dad.
I didn't say my crappy.
Well, you didn't say your crappy.
My crappy is...
My dad.
I don't get to play in the Overwatch beta for the duration of winter break because it's going to be going down even though I'm in the beta right now. I'm sorry, Jason. I broke your rule. Only good for one of them.
I feel like my, my happy... And crappy, I'm going to change them real quick. My
oh, snap.
My happy is text-to-speech voice software in Discord.
Oh, yeah.
And my crappy is Blake's brought to you by Discord. Overwatch.
This podcast brought to you by Discord.
You know Overwatch is going to
get we can't get now. Paid for this because they're not making money.
Yeah, I'm not, it's not going to come up anymore, I promise.
Well, at least, honestly, though, like, at least Overwatch looks interesting. It's not more...
It's super fun. And, I mean... Just think about how fun it is without hats. What's going to happen when they add them?
I hope they don't add hats.
I hope they add limited edition hats.
No, because it like clutters the game.
Yeah, but I just don't want them. I guess I just can have skins. Skins is better. Skins are better.
This podcast advocates MOBA player genocide. We hate you. I hate MOBAs. MOBAs are bad.
Those are great.
MOBAs, and there's plenty of mini MOBAs. They are bad, but
Jingle Derp is great.
No, I don't have a right to give an opinion on that. So, I was so mad at League of Legends.
Luke, it's your turn to give your happy and the crappy.
I can't play a game without getting knocked. It's so tough. You know?
Well.
It's really hard for him.
What?
Sometimes.
Are you done?
Sometimes it's... He's not done. Do you want me to hit him? Want to play League?
Oh, striking distance.
Dad won't let me play
Please
League.
Make me edit this list.
All right, Luke,
I really don't happy. Like editing this.
My happy is that I finally convinced someone, Geronimo, to watch an anime, Steins Gate.
So good. I haven't even gotten to the main plot line, and it's so good.
Oh, I'm so happy.
After years
it.
Of my recommendations, someone has said, "Hey, Luke knows something," and decided to follow my example.
You recommended Steins Gate to me, and I watched it, and I love it.
Yeah,
Luke has a pretty good taste in anime.
I let him recommend it.
I mean,
everything.
It looks pretty great. I hope this doesn't go down the road where, like, I end up hating it.
Speaking.
Hey, have you heard of this show called Planet?
Why, yes, I have.
I love Planet.
10-ish
it
episodes.
Is my guilty pleasure.
You mean a giant eye terrible animation?
Till I die.
Well, I mean, isn't it like a drama? Do you really need good animation in a drama? Have you seen the Clannad eyes?
It's like a slice of life.
They're like chibi, but like they're not supposed to be.
The only slice of life I've really watched is that Umaru, like My Two-Faced Little Sister show. The girl with like the hamster suit. Plays games.
That's interesting.
It's cute. Like, it's pretty cute.
What was that one show that Blake showed us that I ended up hating?
Watamote.
All of them.
I love Watamote. Wait, Luke, what's your crappy? Did you already get it?
Crappy is that you keep interrupting me.
All right.
Ooh.
Scathing.
Getting real.
Well, man, take it easy.
Real close. Real personal.
It's to the heart of the matter. Bad case.
I guess that just leaves me. I think my happy is that, well, as you know, I'm a member of Oversalt.
What?
You can find Oversalt at reddit.com/r/over.
I haven't heard of Reddit. It means he's not in Overwatch yet.
And he's really
and my happy is that Blake isn't going to be able to play Overwatch over the winter break, even though he's already in the beta.
Or me.
Or Luke. Both of them are in the beta, and they're not going to be able to play the game, so that's my happy. My crappy is that,
you're still not going to be in it?
My crappies are still not in the beta. but no, my crappy is it's looking like I might have to stay more than I even want to. So I might not even get to go back home until like the 20th.
Wow, geez.
Which is like when the plebs get back home from high school.
Wait a second, I'm coming back home the 19th.
I don't want to hang out with the normies if you're not a pleb. I don't have anywhere to leave to go home to. Yep. How about that's that?
Yeah. And also means I don't know where I'm going to watch Star Wars.
Oh.
I already got that's my gonna be a problem.
If you want Geronimo, you can hide in my backpack when I see it on the premiere day.
Yeah, we'll see what I do. I might just go the day after, the next day, and just go like some random showing at like 2 p.m. where nobody is there.
Maybe you can watch you can just camera footage of it. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you'll get the true Star Wars experience from that.
Uh-huh.
Josh was going to do it with his family. I mean, if you want to go on a date, I don't know, just see it. We can.
I'll take a wow.
All right, so that's the highs and crappies.
He's coming in my backpack. Oh, that's
and
excuse me. that's a little uncalled for.
He's going to the show, and he's seeing Star Wars afterwards. All right.
Anyway.
All right.
I think Jason. So one of the things that Jason has recently been wanting to do is, and I guess this is part of your like Godzilla thing that you're like, so for whatever reason, Jason has become super interested in Godzilla and like wants us to play as what you wanted us to like play as mechs in a role playing game. Am I right in saying that?
Yep.
Like we chose mechs that we're gonna role play as. Or as pilots that ran role play as in Max.
Yep. Mecha versus Kaiju. It's
on the Fate system, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking
about. Powered by the Fate system. It is written by Jonathan Wright. It's good. What's he look like?
Was it written right? I like.
What's he look like, Jason? I'm gonna look him up.
I don't know. I like to think that he's a mech. Just really small and human sized. he's just a robot.
His name, it's Jonathan, but it's written with an H in the beginning on the John. See that?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
And you said you watched a lot of movies recently, right? Cause, I guess well, just because you've been interested in Godzilla in general?
The single worst Godzilla movie.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true.
That's the single worst Godzilla movie that I've seen.
All right.
Well, no, you've seen the American one.
That's not a Godzilla movie. That is a movie
right,
with
okay.
a lizard named Godzilla.
All right. All right, go on. I'm sorry.
But I see where you can get confused.
Like,
I see where you're coming
Elvis,
from.
You know, I care more about the dog.
Yeah, okay. Go on.
So,
why do people care so much about dogs in movies? Like, 1,000 people die, and they're like, yeah, whatever.
Because we hate ourselves.
And the dog dies, and they're like, oh, no!
Because we as humans value the lives
I never
of
got that.
Animals more than we do each other.
I must be a sin, then.
I mean, Luke, look, don't knock genocide until you try it, okay?
Whoa. What? That's twice that it's been brought up.
Don't put it on the show.
And we're like 5 minutes in. What's wrong with you people?
All right, Godzilla. So, my favorite character ever, Mothra, the gigantic moth that shoots laser beams.
gets lit on fire, has one of her wings cut off, and then explodes. And it is one of the saddest things. I mean, she's Mothra, so I think she's, like, immortal.
But, I mean, she
like, regrows, right?
Well, I mean, they're eggs laid. You know, there's always more Mothras, at least.
There's multiple Mothras, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and, it's a really bad movie.
Well, you should always check for hidden traps.
Godzilla had, like, really limited amount of screen time, and...
Yeah, like 12 minutes. Yeah, I can pull it up, go on.
It's a Japanese movie, but one of the main characters is American, and he's, like, supposed to be really cool, but he's just really weird, and he seems like a neckbeard. Like, well, he has a katana...
But he
has, like, a huge mustache, and he looks sort of like Soviet era, and he's, like, a captain of, like, a ship that fights giant monsters, and he just...
That's their prime directive.
And he has a katana for some reason, even though he's, like, this weird white guy.
Beards like katanas, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
True.
He doesn't fit at all. He's the only character that speaks in English, and everyone else speaks in Japanese. And so, like, watching it sub is really weird, because he's talking English, but, like, everyone else is just subtitled.
You know, sorry if I'm, like, doing this off track, but actually trying to look up the screen time on Godzilla, he doesn't always have a lot of screen time in most of his movies. But I'd say that including the recent American one, but at the same time, the ones where he has the most screen time are often the ones that, for the most part, are considered more hokey. I would draw from that, it's not so much about how long Godzilla's in it as it is, like, how they, you know, use him.
Mm-hmm.
Final Wars didn't use him right.
The Final Wars was trash, and no one should watch it. No one.
Well,
you should watch the Godzilla movie that came out very recently.
So what you're trying to say is they should rename it People Talking. Well, that's also, like, what the majority of the film does.
There's a lot of fighting.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, fighting, but it's, like, not kaiju fighting. Yeah. It's like people from the Matrix, like, fighting.
Yeah, it came out in, like, 2004, coming off of all the Matrix stuff.
It was just, it's really bad.
But then, like, there's also, like, the Independence Day off of the aliens, and then there's, like, a Death Star-type ship that they have at the end that they fly into.
It's just a real shit movie, and Mothra dies in it, so that's...
You know, in the original, the Godzilla versus Mothra, I'm pretty sure Godzilla kills Mothra, like, the butterfly? And the two, like, larva Mothra defeat him afterwards. Like, they web him up or something.
Well, Mothra wins the high ground, so.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, Mothra actually dies in several better movies.
All right.
Personal recommendation, if you're wanting to see, you know, besides the recent Godzilla, if you're wanting to see, like, a Godzilla movie with a lot of monsters from the, you know, Japanese studio, Toho. It's like Giant Monster Awe Attack or something like that. It's about, like, Godzilla's really just the villain in it, which is kind of fun.
I mean,
the ghost of the original Godzilla or something, and then there's, like, Baragon and Ghidorah and Mothra all together. In this movie, they're, like, Guardians of the Earth or something like that.
That's really weird, but I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's really good. Based on the last time I saw it, I really liked it.
I don't know what else to... I mean, I could keep talking about kaiju forever.
Yeah, we could talk about this stuff for, like, a whole episode. Might do that sometime.
I think we should move on to something else, though.
Alright, let's see. We can talk about... Oh, there was that new development about Samurai Jack coming back. Apparently, that's happening.
Samurai Jack. Yeah, I'm in bed.
You could say he's coming back
in a major way
in the future. Not what I was going for, but also good.
Yeah, starting, like, 2016, we're going to get a new season of Samurai Jack on the Tommy Block on Adult Swim. Still being developed by Genndy Tartakovsky,
which...
over in LA, apparently. The new season, I'm very happy about it. We don't have a lot of details, but I'm very happy about it. And I'm hoping that...
Hopefully it's going to be really good.
Will give us some closure on the series. I mean, I'd like for it to just go on forever, but, you know, I want him to defeat Baku and whatnot. There was a comic recently that it ended with, he was talking about, like, the
spoilers,
legend that Jack becomes. No, it doesn't end with him. It's not the ending of the series. It just, it talks about, like, as he gets older. Because you see in the series, at one point, he does get older, and it was, like, a vision of the future or something. But so, yeah, that last issue was kind of about that stuff. And, I know he was actually Genndy Tartakovsky was wanting to do a movie about Samurai Jack to like try and kind of finish the story. Even though I think he would also tell the beginning, he was wanting to do it with Frederator Studios. I read this, he had like a Reddit AMA thread, and so I asked him about that, and he was like, yeah, it would finish the story or something like that. But looks like this is a totally new deal, and I'm pretty okay with it. I'd rather get more episodes than a movie, I guess. I guess I'd be happy with either, but I'm really happy about this news.
Yeah, I think it's going to be... Well, I mean, I guess I hope it's going to be really good.
Did you guys watch Samurai Jack when it was on?
Yeah. I watched it when I was... Well, I didn't... Obviously, it's been a while.
I was really into
since
it.
Since I last saw her. But I mean, when I did watch it, I liked it a lot. And I hope that I'm still going to like it.
It's very solid.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of animation.
Well, I don't really have issues with animation. It's just some of the episodes, like the rated episodes and whatnot, I'm not a big fan. But overall, big fan.
Yeah.
I hope we get to see the Scotsman again.
Oh, the Scotsman.
And his wife.
Yep. It's one of those shows that had some really great characters that were mostly just one-off people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked really the nice. Episode. Mm-hmm. Oh,
it
yeah,
kept
exactly.
a lot of variety.
It was really, at a lot of times it's like multi-genre. There's a really good episode that I recall about a bunch of bounty hunters holed up in this like cabin area where Jack is supposed to be coming through. And so all of them talk about their plan to, you know, catch him. And so it goes through, like, their vision of how they're going to carry it out. And obviously all of them, you know, mess it up. But that's one of those episodes that really sticks with me, just because it was kind of unique in how it told the story, since most of the episodes take place from Jack's perspective. Do you guys, like, remember any particular episodes that you really liked?
I hardly even watch the show.
I think I spent more time playing the Flash games based on the show than actually watching the show.
My dad beat it.
I do respect the show.
Geronimo, Jason?
I think it was... I don't know if there were any episodes I can remember that stood out.
I definitely remember the Scotsman.
The Scotsman episode was great. Specifically, his wife was great.
I remember the Duck Dodgers spoof of Samurai Jack.
Yes.
That was my jam. I don't know about you guys.
I really like the episode where he fights this like, evil kind of himself. I don't remember how it comes about, but...
Oh, yeah.
There was an episode with talking dogs that made up of references to, like, the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, that was one of the first episodes, yeah.
Yeah.
It helps them fight
really?
It's like
a robot army.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, a sign that was also in Powerpuff Girls. Tartakovsky said, though, he's like, no, this isn't, like, in the same world as Powerpuff Girls. I mean, I guess you could look at it that way. He's not going to get into that, you know? I don't know. I know what you're talking about. That was
good. Yeah. I just remember like talking dogs a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm. should, unless someone else has something to say, probably move on. It's just going to be me talking about more
episodes. You guys eating anything good lately?
These apple crisps. Oh my god, they're freeze-dried apple slices. They're so delicious. I cannot explain to you how much exactly I love these. I went to Target and I bought 7 of them.
It's
freeze-dried apple slices. That's all it is.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like apple chips, basically. They are so delicious. I cannot stop eating them. They are going to take all of my money. Let me look at the packaging here.
Let me try to see.
I don't know, let's see. Provides 2.5 cups of fruit, 125% daily recommendation. Has a ton of salt, 45 milligrams of salt.
That's a lot of salt.
Oh, that's milligrams. It's not a lot of salt. That is not a lot of salt.
What a dum dum. It's
25 grams of sugars.
So related to your feelings on Overwatch currently, how much salt is that?
About take one and divide it by infinity. That's about comparable.
when you said apple crisp, I was confusing between the ideas of Waffle Crisp and Apple Jacks.
My brain just couldn't comprehend. Freeze-dried apples.
I couldn't comprehend it being something that
has anybody else
cereal.
Put something delicious into their mouths recently?
It's called Sugar Cookie Crunch. It's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but it's the Christmas spinoff. I love it. It tastes like sugar cookies, but possibly better. It depends on the cookie. I had some of it today. No, I've had good
you
sugar.
Haven't had good it's sugar cookies.
No, you only right. think.
Oh, yeah, no, we get
like
those.
Community
on,
bakery sugar
cookies.
Every St. Patrick's Day, we get the four-leaf clover.
You need to have good sugar cookies.
That
have, like
with icing. They're really
like
good.
Insert
I don't
grocery
like
store
cookies
here.
With icing.
It's my jam. No, I hate icing.
Really? You must not be human. No, it's
yeah.
not. It's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
I
it's like
it.
Hard icing. It's
that's what icing
but it's
is.
Soft
I
mean, icing.
I can barely
it's amazing.
Eat a birthday cake because of
no,
icing.
But,
like, too much icing can hurt.
Look, you can have any.
No. I hate birthday icing
off.
Too. But
we'll
this is completely different icing.
We'll have to get Jason some.
I don't know how to describe it, but it's delicious.
Experience it.
It is. I
is
can't
it buttercream?
Most of the birthday cake
it
is
buttercream.
Cream.
It's not good.
I mean, excuse me, birthday cake frostings.
Buttercream icing is the only icing.
Have you guys?
Otherwise, I don't want icing.
I have some notes here about Papa John's.
Chocolate chip cookies.
I don't know why that was suggested.
Papa John.
Alright.
So love I have a love
for oh, oh boy.
Alright, I'm gonna tell you a little story about Papa John's. So
I like
at college there's like a 3-in-1 restaurant, right? It's Slim Chickens, Papa John's,
okay.
And some Greek food place. Right? And now you can get meal trade from 6 to 9. And Slim Chickens has a line of about 200 people. That's a lie. It's like 50 people. But Papa John's, guess how long their line is?
It's weird because pizza is amazing.
Yeah, it is zero. People would rather wait 40 minutes for Slim Chickens.
Have you had their
than
have you had
instantly
Slim
get
chicken
Papa
involved?
John's?
wait, really?
No.
Oh, it's pretty good. That's what I get there. I like
no.
it. Have you had that potato
chicken.
Salad? Oh, okay.
I have a waffle
wait,
every breakfast.
Like an egg waffle?
Yeah.
One of the make your own waffles.
Make your own waffles. With a way too much variable consistency. Sometimes it's water, sometimes it's delicious.
It's
galaxy that wants
there is no middle ground.
There's a big swing.
And Luke likes charcoal.
Like the cooker was steaming out the side because it was so watery.
Wow.
All the water was boiling. I'm like, ugh. And then it was more like a puddle when I pulled it out.
A very warm puddle.
It was disgusting.
I'm sorry that happened to you. Are they better than
bad morning?
Sometimes.
The trials of life. Not the mini Eggo cinnamon.
I like Eggo waffles.
Oh,
I mean, not in computers, like, you know.
Like, the fact that I can just say that, and two people are like, oh my gosh.
They're so good. They shouldn't be that good, but they are.
The new kids talk about Uncrustables? No. Not cinnamon.
I forgot Uncrustables. I have no problem with
Crust. I don't
dislike
Crust either.
Weird.
I just acknowledge that, like, they're good putting in a bag if you, like... Because you get them frozen, and then you just stick them in your bag, and then, like, by the time you eat them, they're all, like, still
I guess
cold,
so.
Thawed.
Have you guys had,
I'm sorry,
speaking of fucking Uncrustables, have you ever tried this, like, this spicy jam? You can get jam that is also spicy. Like, they put peppers in, like, jam.
Sensation.
And it's amazing. Because it's just jam. It's like strawberry jam or grape jam, and it, like, it's just... It has a little kick to it, and it's
like
the best thing in the goddamn world.
That sounds terrible. You get
that sounds amazing.
I can't remember the name of it, but it's this little it's a tiny little Mexican grocery store that he's the only person that ever bought spicy peaches from them.
Really?
Yeah, like, they were out, and he asked for more, and they said, oh, are there no more left? And they said, he said, no. And he said, oh, well, I guess you bought them all. I guess they just, like, stocked them. I don't know the name.
He
can't be the only person that buys spice and peaches.
At this particular little, like, grocery store.
Spicy mangoes.
He got those too.
Oh yeah, spicy
can
mangoes.
Can confirm. I bought all of their spicy mangoes from my local Mexican grocery store. They're delicious. Well,
I bought all the sugar cookies from my local community bakery.
From my local community bakery.
you know,
in between the two neighborhood Walmarts that are in between the two. Supercenter Walmart.
That's the bad thing about Arkansas, is there's just a Walmart everywhere. Is it a bad thing or a good thing that there's a Walmart everywhere?
Is that
are
a bad thing?
Like this,
there are Walmarts everywhere.
Are we...
They're becoming like this.
I guess. Like
I mean, it started
But
here.
Specifically their headquarters, it's like they make entire like
that,
intersections
actually,
just
that, that's,
so
that's
they can
true.
Open a
I've seen, like,
Walmart
Wayne, I think in Harrison. Walmart is, I think I've been in the original Walmart.
Really? If you build it, they will come.
Look, I feel like we've been
in the middle of fucking
I don't
nowhere.
Study economics. But I'm pretty sure Walmart is.
I've been.
It's good for the sake of, going and buying things.
I do.
It's bad for humanity.
It is very much like a cyberpunk dystopian, like a mega corporation.
There's
not
enough asymmetrical haircuts or robots.
Yeah, as soon as they implement robots that you can buy at Walmart. Then we're going to reach dystopian level.
Well,
do other countries have Walmarts?
That's actually a good question.
Like, it never occurs to me.
Not really. Not a lot of them, anyway. A lot of European countries, anyway, are still, like, they're holding on to, like, smaller shops. The exception is like England. They have their. They don't have Walmarts. They have their own supermarket chains, like
American mega corporations. And we will take them just as we have done with McDonald's.
There's like a Walmart in France somewhere, though.
McDonald's, true American heroes. McDonald's.
Isn't McDonald's about to die?
Are they dying?
That's just what I've been told. I doubt they'll.
Oh, they're not dying at all.
How many stores do they have?
They've reached market saturation. That can only happen if there's nowhere else you could open a McDonald's.
I will say that I don't like that I can't get
to McDonald's. They're going to have to go to the movie
the all-day breakfast. Their sausage burritos are pretty good.
I just want a McRib.
Dude.
What, McRib?
The McGriddles are so
great.
Good.
I've had a McRib once. I didn't care for
no,
it.
No.
McRibs are great.
Pancakes.
All right.
The only thing I eat.
Terrible.
I like the filet fish.
They're terrible.
I get their fish sandwiches so all the time, but it's just
no.
I got tired of them. Well,
you know why?
I used to have really good apple pies, but now they're terrible.
You know why their pancakes are the only good thing there? Because they're the only real thing.
Well, actually,
because you can't fake a pancake.
That's true.
Wow. It's sugar and like flour.
Oh wow! That's like saying the vegans have made chicken that's fake.
Fake the moon landing.
Like they've made chicken substitutes, but that doesn't mean it's chicken.
Raw bleeding meat. Other soy stuff.
Not really. I guess they. What do they do? They eat like they eat like a lot of beans and tofu. So, I don't know.
People I know.
I think that you can get like a lot of protein from
people
like,
that I know that are vegan.
Like beans and tofu and certain types.
You know,
of.
They seem to have a pretty okay diet. I mean, it's not the veganism that's destroying their lives. It's maybe everything else.
Yeah, it's like it's
oh
the
yeah,
rest
they
of their
they seem
personality
great.
That makes them terrible. Not the veganism.
I don't dislike them. It's the.
veganism is a side effect of being a douchebag.
Oh, come on. We can pull up studies to guilt all of us.
I will never feel bad about eating meat.
Rip them apart.
The only real problem I have about veganism is the slight hypocrisy they have on the economic side, where they hate big businesses. But they also don't want vegan food to be ridiculously expensive. That's just not how it works. Until you make a Walmart equivalent of vegan production, it's not going to be cheap.
They did that Whole Foods, right?
Yeah, they did that at Whole Foods, right? The thing that opened next to all the rich people?
Wait.
Whole Foods is well. They struggle. They're getting better now.
I respect Jason's opinion, kind of. But it's like same reason people are always whining about like PCE people. It's like, I mean, there's a difference, obviously, but I mean, they're not hurting you by not partaking in meat or dairy.
Yeah, but if they're assholes about it,
all right, that's fair. That's fair.
I mean, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care if they don't want to do it. It's just like when they start like messing with other people because they aren't doing it. That's when I start to have an issue with it.
Jeez. I mean, I know there's like PETA stuff, but I personally haven't encountered any aggressive vegans.
Find some bigger brushes to paint with.
I could just be sheltered from the radical vegan lifestyle. Oh, you know what kind of
I mean, have you seen
or at least a certain type of vegan. It's the vegans that feed their dogs vegan stuff.
I've heard about that with cats.
Vegans that feed their cats only, like, vegan diets. What?
You get superpowers for being vegan. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they're not, like, your only superpower is superpowers for being vegan.
It's the only way it was worth it.
I love Scott Pilgrim so much. I just want to One of these is, I just want to, on here, just talk about Scott Pilgrim. I'd have to reread it. What?
He has to reread it.
It's been a while. Time?
But, like, if you feed your animals, like, a diet, I hope that they eat you.
Well, I mean,
that's just how I feel. I mean, I don't like humans as it is, but...
But then they want to make a human suffer.
Like, making a human suffer is one thing. Yeah, like, if you make a human suffer, that's just
well,
like...
Well, it's just like for
human,
animals,
but,
it's
like,
natural,
like,
right?
Animal suffer,
I guess
that's
the
like
thought process.
I mean, are animals actually suffering from vegan diets? I mean, I don't
yeah,
really
they're,
feel
they're in a malnutrition.
So, what...
Okay.
I think, you
I think if you like are actually super
diet,
careful
like,
about it, then it can be okay. It's just a lot of the things that you feed
like,
them,
they need a certain
they're not
amount
supposed
of,
to
like these proteins. Yeah, that's the other thing is like if you're
and they're like they're not
like,
used to
like
digesting certain
eating your
foods
animals
and
vegan
such.
Food and like not you know fake meat is that they can't handle it in their digestive system.
Do you think Shinji Ikari was a vegan?
Probably. He seems like a pussy.
Whoa! Okay.
Boom! Boom!
I wish I had, like, a drum set.
That was
so
a shot still by
Oh, God.
Yep. Jeez.
Oh, all my right. God.
I'm a...
We've got to stop there.
Maybe we should stop
yeah,
talking about vegan.
You need to change the topic, because I can keep being mean forever.
So how do you all feel about fruitarians? They only eat fruit that falls off of trees by itself.
I know a guy like that.
Oh, really?
I thought that didn't. I thought anyway, that literally causes cancer.
I think being a human and like living a certain amount.
Well, how about that?
I'm pretty sure.
Sickness. I'm fairly I certain mean, that causes
that's
more
a really
sickness.
Dumb diet.
I don't think you can actually survive off of that. Fallout 4.
No.
Fallout 4? Dude, that game is like for me anyway because I'm an Elder Scrolls kind of guy, and so that game is like.
It's a lot like real. It's a lot.
It's
like
a real ring-a-ding
oh, no,
down.
I know. I know. I got that game, dude. I killed some.
It's a lot like Skyrim. It's a lot like Skyrim and Oblivion. It's a lot of walking around and just finding
and they
stuff.
They wanted water and stuff.
So
and
you're saying?
I, and another woman.
So you're saying?
Not Fallout.
Skyrim
colony out
with
and we
guns.
Went across the wasteland looking for the green place. But then,
oh my god,
I had to take Furiosa back to the colony, and I went the very way with my prayer and blood.
I love you, but part of me really just wants to...
There are similarities vaguely between Mad Max and Fallout. The point is, I
just simply on very way.
yeah, I know, I'm just...
Well, yeah, Fallout was, like, inspired by Mad Max.
Yeah.
There's a list of, like, 1,000-something names that if you choose those names, he'll say your name with recorded lines of him saying all these names.
Yeah, Furiosa.
Yeah, and Furiosa is one of them.
Yeah, can't your character just be named? Like, you can make Furiosa, basically?
Yeah, you can. Pretty much, like, they gave you, like, all the makeup to make Furiosa, too.
Did any of you actually see I know you did.
Yeah,
Jason,
you can.
The rest of you see Mad Max?
You mean, like, everyone, basically.
That was solid. I enjoyed that. I've only seen the first Mad Max besides that.
Yeah.
I need to watch 2 and 3.
I thought it was really
solid.
Good. I like
have
it.
It in
I like
my
watching
hands.
It.
Wasn't it voted
was
the best movie ever?
Here it's Razzle. It's a really cheap bar.
I really liked it.
Like
I thought it was great.
And
they said they're going to make more, so I'm just like...
But I think there might just be a film just about Furiosa.
That would be cool.
It could be cool.
She's like a cool bionic arm.
That was a good movie.
Maybe. I don't know. All I know is that they're supposed to make two more films.
I know they're still making a game.
Andromeda. I hear it's a science fiction role-playing game on a, series.
On what's it called? Andromeda?
Yeah, you can have sex with aliens.
And, oh, we already talked about that in Mass Effect in a recent episode.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I need to watch the trailer.
I don't think there's anything new other than, like, vague hype.
I know I'm really into this, but...
Really, I really want it to be good.
Like, really, essentially improved? Or is it still
kind of... I thought it was fine the way it was.
It got improved. It's still subpar, I think. I don't think it was good the way it was. I literally finished the game and then went like, what the fuck?
How you play the game.
Like, I was like, done.
Yeah, of course you can die.
No, but I mean, at the ending, like...
Spoilers.
Never dies every way, does he? Well,
it's not really an official canon.
The official canon
ending.
Because
you can live or die.
Wasn't one of the DLC endings? It's like it shows the Shepherd is alive, but like he's. I don't know. I don't
think that's like after credits. If you do it right, where you live. I know because I did it right.
Oh really?
Yeah, I went the whole mile. I got 100% completion.
Hmm.
And boy, howdy, did I sleep at all the
Yeah,
aliens.
I think that's what they're going with as the official thing, though. All right.
So, Chewbacca, what would you give him out of 10?
Apparently there was some plot line Chewbacca, with the Reapers, but really.
Are we talking, like, attractiveness?
Yeah.
For Chewbacca?
Yeah.
Like, he's pretty low on the scale, really. I don't like the hairiness. I feel like he'd be really dirty.
I think
and not
shag,
like carp- clean
shag
and
carpet out of 10.
Do you think Wookiees sometimes
But what
have
year
issues?
Is it? That's the real
and they
question.
Just walk around and it's
really good for hugs, but not much else.
I think Wookiees are just gross.
Yeah. I like Wookiees, but.
Why are they that furry? Like, why? Their planet
they
is.
They live on a muddy forest planet. I mean, come on.
Star Wars lore is a tough place sometimes, especially when it gets into, like, specific stuff like that. My answer is I don't know. It's pretty good.
I like the noise Chewbacca makes.
What do you say?
Something about extended universe.
Oh,
you know he gets killed by a
moon.
Read
all the extended universe.
I'm not saying that there's nothing good to come of the
extended universe. If you read all the extended universe,
yeah, but it doesn't matter anymore, Luke.
You know why the expanded universe was the best.
I mean, the books
weren't
ever real in the first place.
That was not canon from the beginning,
it's
but yes,
more
I
not
actually,
real
I'm
going
to fight you over the zombie stormtroopers.
I still have death troopers or
dead troopers?
Yeah, I found that. I still have that book borrowed from you, along with World War Z, and I want to read it.
I actually bought another copy of World War Z.
Wait, really?
You can just have that?
Oh, okay.
But,
well, can I finish? Is dead troopers worth reading all the way through?
Yes.
Can I finish that before I give it back to you?
Yes, but I'll be back eventually because I want to reread it too.
Okay. Is Luke, you've run the Thrawn trilogy, right? I mean, obviously the Thrawn trilogy is no longer. Oh, wait, you haven't?
I'm going to be a nerd. At least I'm not a vegan.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
All right. I'm not huge.
I read the Han Solo trilogy.
Like I mean, I think
really
there was some kind of cool stuff.
About the tales of, like, Mos Eisley.
I actually have read some of
Han Solo's
trilogy
is like
the
best book
really
ever, even if it wasn't Star Wars.
Yeah, there's this really like messed up one about like the torture droid
that's a lie.
Jabba's hut. Jabba the Hutt's hut.
His palace.
Yeah, where like the droid like gets pleasure from torturing other droids.
Oh.
And he's hooked up when they escape. They hook him up with all of the torture equipment and just like overload his systems
Jeez.
And torture.
I personally.
It's really messed up.
I just view expanded universe.
But, like, he's like a really kinky robot. Like, he enjoys being tortured. It's weird.
I just personally view expanded universe like it's just the fan fiction world. I mean, they've acknowledged Knights of the Old Republic as such, because they're still going on with the Old Republic game. I think they just said, like, this is just its own thing. I mean, why not, personally? But, you know, that's just my personal opinion. I did like that in expanded universe, Luke named his son Ben. I thought that was cool.
What are we talking about more Star Wars Expanded Universe?
I, I brought up Chewbacca.
You guys had any good vape flavors lately?
Dude, gasoline?
Alright, it's really weird. New car smell. I really like the smell of gasoline.
Yes, I'm here.
I love it. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's really bad for you. You can die, but like, it really smells so good.
Really?
Same with like cigarette smoke.
Yeah, Dad's cigarettes are. That's a really good vape flavor.
I like cigarette after smell, and gasoline are my favorite vape flavors.
I like fat sixth grade gym teacher sweat. That's a really good one.
Blood and kerosene is my favorite.
You get it? You vape.
Geronimo, you're a pretty big vapor, aren't you?
You like vape. What's your favorite flavor? I know you like the exotic ones. Strawberry? That's pretty exotic.
Strawberry. All the way from Mexico.
Strawberries grown on a bush.
I actually have no idea where strawberries are grown. Let's look it up.
I don't know.
Ours.
I didn't know.
God damn,
I thought potatoes grew on a bush for a long time. No, they come from the potato tree.
80% come from California, actually.
How the potato tree?
They call it the potato.
Yeah. Dingus.
I never
that
means
that
the olives come
that
from
means
a tree.
Fruit, the fruit eating right, people who eat them.
I'm no farmer. I'm a plant grower.
No, they do grow on a tree. I know that's
yeah.
a fact from Greek mythology.
It's like kids and Santa.
That's my source, Greek mythology. That's accurate. It's 100% accurate. Zeus screwed everything. That's how the world is.
That's pretty much true.
That's
yeah,
accurate.
Actually,
that's why the world is the way it is. Is
yep.
Zeus was just over it.
Oh yeah, Zeus is a jerk. Holy crap. Like, can you imagine, like, having Zeus for a god?
Ye almighty douchebag.
That'd be bad. I mean, I guess some people actually, like, worship, like, the god figures, so.
Ye almighty douchebag.
There are better Greek gods to worship than Zeus, though.
I think there's definitely some...
Like, Hades is a nice guy,
there.
You know? It's just his wife that's evil.
That's true.
It's true, his wife is the evil one.
I used to be really into reading Greek mythology.
If you just played music for Hades, he'd be like, yeah, you can have the soul of your dead wife. She can come back to life with you, and then his wife, you know, Hades' wife is like, yeah, but if you look at her, she's damned to hell eternally.
Well, I mean...
It's like, don't do that.
Come on.
Just
in front of the visitor. Come on.
Honey, why you gotta be like
this?
That? Come on.
You always do this. Every time we have guests.
Cut the guy some slack. Sometimes my hair just wants
good.
To catch fire. And stay like that
Disney,
permanently
yeah.
when I'm around
the,
you.
The recent one with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I mean, I respect Dwayne The Rock Johnson for being Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but... I mean, wasn't like Danny DeVito in Hercules?
Which one do you
voiced,
think?
He voiced the little... Yeah, he voiced, they just called him Phil. I don't know his name. His full name.
Yeah, Danny DeVito was in it, so it was like 10 out of 10. What else?
Is Danny DeVito like, whoops to you!
He was the satyr.
Yeah. Philocleides, or something like that.
Oh, he was the,
Philocleides?
Yeah, Phil.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Philocleides. Philocleides, I think.
Alright, favorite Disney movie, go.
Great, I love Hercules. Hercules is amazing.
Nope.
Favorite?
Tangled.
Hold them an answer.
Either Tangled, it's a tie
really?
Between Tangled
Hunchback
and Hunchback of Notre
Dame. I don't know, too.
Really?
I really like that movie.
I've not actually seen Tangled, but Tangled is actually, I mean, I've seen it too many times to enjoy it ever again, but it's
have you seen Tangled?
The internet corrupted it for me.
It's really great. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
To be fair, Notre Dame, I mainly like the music. Like, the songs
in by enormous Notre Dame are great. Of money.
Dragon Ball Z.
You mean Hellfire, Dark Fire?
It's a really good one.
There were other songs,
is that your
too.
Favorite song?
I mean, if you think about it, like, all the Star Wars movies and all of the Marvel movies are not Disney.
That's a Disney movie.
I really like Lilo and Stitch. Broly's Second Coming was really good, too. I like Lilo and Stitch.
Let's not think about it.
Just stop. What was the name of the one where it's tough to be a god? What? The Mayans. El Dorado. Thank you.
That's DreamWorks. I think
that's not a Disney movie, really?
Huh. Yeah, because it has like the same animation style.
El Dorado.
As Prince of Egypt. That's DreamWorks.
That's not a
Disney
movie.
I love Prince of Egypt.
That's DreamWorks.
Yeah, fuck Disney.
It's DreamWorks.
That's DreamWorks.
Fuck Disney. El Dorado and Prince of Egypt are my favorite.
Prince of Egypt's
pretty great. There's a song.
Prince of Egypt is like that in all. Like my favorite song in Prince of Egypt is all of them.
Oh man, and like, all right. Well,
you're asking me to choose between children here, baby.
All right, real quick.
I think that's about all we have time for, honestly.
What do you think the best way to deorbit the moon is? To build a rocket platform? Prayer! The power of song. Alright.
I don't know. We're pretty good at building nukes.
Hear me out. I want to send a team to the moon to drill a hole in it such that we can fill the other end in the core of the moon with the rocket fuel and then ignite it so that the moon is then propelled further and further away until it gets stuck in the orbit closer to the sun.
Honestly, I think it would be easier to blow up the Earth. That would deorbit the moon.
That's probably the easiest method, yeah.
I think we should just cut the difference and blow up the ocean. Like I'm a little attached to the world, but the ocean I could live without.
There's sharks.
Probably
in there.
Not, but
so there you have it. If you want the best way to deorbit the moon, blow up the ocean. I guess we'll talk
the Aquaman
next
40,
week,
right?
And there will be another episode. That will be episode number...
I think it's 40, but...
19?
16 again, Geronimo. Get that fixed.
Episode 40? 40. No, it's 19. I turned the 6 over. Anyway, see you guys next week. Bye-bye.